Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Rishoin, starting Halacha Dalet in the middle of Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, even though we learned you don't take a collateral from women, from slaves, and from ketanim, avlim shoklu mikablim yodom. But if they did give Matzil Shekel, you do take it from them. As we'll get to the Gemara is going to ask right away that in the previous Mishnah, it sounded that they're obligated to give Machitza Shekel. We just don't enforce it by taking a collateral. Here it's Mashma, only if they want to, they can give Machitza Shekel. Hanochli v'akusi sheshoklu en mikabli miyodo. So the Goy or Akusi, which is the nation that joined Am Yisrael, that they did Machitza Shekel, you don't accept from them. A goy does not join the korbanos, and the akusi will see in the Gemara what's the reason. Kinim it's a pair of birds that you have to bring for korbanos, either a zav zova or yoledes. Zav and zova are a man and woman that had a discharge that caused it to be tome, and yoledes is the woman who gave birth. So they have to bring to the Beis Hamikdash kinim, which means a pair of birds. You don't accept from the kusim, as the Gemara is going to explain, the kinim of zovim, zovois, and yodos. Chatois v'ashomois, mikavli mem. You do accept for them chatos and oshom. Some have the gear so they remove the words mikavli mem and add chatois and oshomois to the list of the kinim, meaning that you do not accept it from them. And really, this depends if we speak about a goy or about a kusi. The goy, you don't accept from chatos and oshom. A kusi, if he's considered to be a Jew, you do accept chatas and oshom. Zeklad is the rule. Kol shu nidar v'nidov mikablim yodom. Anything that's a donation that they can donate to Beis Hamikdash, like shlomim and oilus, so do that you accept for them, meaning even from the goyim. V'kol she'ino lo nidar v'lo nidov, they cannot donate, and mikablim yodom, you don't accept from them, referring to the goyim. V'chenu mefurish al dehezra, it says a ferish in the pasuk behezra, It's not right that you should join us to build a Beis Hamikdash, meaning we don't want the goyim to be involved and to donate to Beis Hamikdash. Now this refers to, even though you accept from them karbanis, but you don't accept from them money to Beit HaKabayis like Matzah Shekel. And that's why we bring this pasuk, that when the goyim wanted to join Ezra to build Beis Hamikdash, we did not allow them. Continues the Mishnah of Eilu Chayovim B'Kolbon. What is a Kolbon? A korban is, the way Reb Chaim explains, he's basing himself on the Pirush of Rashi, even though there's other Pirushim in the Rishonim, but he uses the Pirush of Rashi in the concept, and that's what we're going to use as well. The idea of a korban is, every time one gives Matzah Shekel, he gives Hechreya. Hechreya means he gives a little bit more. When you weigh, the Matzah Shekel is based on weight, and when the weight is not exact, you always round it up to give a little bit more. That's called Hechreya. When two people are giving Matzah Shekel together, meaning they're giving a full shekel, so naturally they're not giving a double Hechreya, they're giving only one Hechreya. The Hechreya again means that you are rounding it up. So when you have one shekel, the rounding up will be only one stage, not twice. So in order to compensate for that, Chazal and Mesakin, you have to add a kolbon. You have to add what's called a meyoktan, a small coin, and that needs to be added to Matzah Shekel to compensate for the fact that you don't have a double Hechreya. So when two people are giving one shekel together, they add a kolbon on top of that. So says the Mishnah, Ve'ilu chayovim bekolbon. The following are chayav to give a kolbon. Levim, v'Yisraelim, v'geirim, v'avodim mishuchorim. A Levi, Yisrael, a convert, and release slaves. Avaloi koyanim. Koyanim don't have to give it. This goes back to what we learned previously, that the Kriyanim, we don't come and take from them collateral because we trust them. We also don't ask them for extra money. Feloy Noshim, also not women, when they have Zayin with base. Feloy Avodim, we're not slaves, feloy Ketanim. And the reason is they're not obligated to give Matzah Shekel, so therefore you don't take the Kolbon from them. Hashoikel Aldeya Eved, Aldeya Isha, Aldeya Koyen, Aldeya Koton. If someone gives Matzah Shekel on behalf of a slave, behalf of a woman, behalf of a Koyen or a child, Potter, if they're potter, so anyone who gives it their behalf is also potter. Al yodo yival yad chavir, but when everyone does matzah shekel for him and his friend together, meaning they're giving one shekel, chad be kolbon echot, that is the classic case of kolbon, two people joined together in one shekel, you have to add a korban. Rameyor imel shnei korbanis. Rameyor holds that a korban is not a din derabanan, it's a din deraiso. So whenever you give matzah shekel, you have to add a small coin called a meyo, and that's called a korban. So Rameyor says you have to do two korbanis, because every matzah shekel gives one korban. You have two matzah shekel, you give two korbanis. Nosan sela little shekel is giving a bigger coin to get change. Chayev shnei korbanis. So one korban clearly needs to give to compensate for the fact that he's not giving a matzah shekel, he's not giving the hechreya, the rounding up of the matzah shekel, because he's giving a bigger coin. So he has to give one korban for that. And the korban is going to explain why you have to give another korban. Continues the Mishnah, a shekel, a yad oni, someone who does a shekel for an oni, for a poor man, al dat shcheinoi, al dat beni iroi, Chaim brings you two explanations. Either he's talking about an oni and just giving examples. When you're giving for a poor man, either a neighbor, a son from the city, or refers to when every time you give to on behalf of somebody else, potter. Then you're potter for kolbein. But in hilvum chayav, if you give it as a loan, meaning you're not giving there as a gift, you're giving for somebody, you're just doing for him a favor, he's going to pay you back, so then you aren't chayav in a kolbein. Ha'ochim ha'shutofim. When you have two brothers that are partners. Now, you're referring to partners, meaning that they became partners afterwards. They divided the inheritance, and they partnered up, even though they partnered up. Shechayavim bekolbon p'turim ma'aser behema. If the chayav bekolbon, meaning, if they're considered to be two different people, and that goes back to what we said, they divided the inheritance, and even though they rejoined together as a partnership, but they're still considered to be two people that are partners. So if they give two machzeh shekel together, they give one shekel, they will be chayav in a kolbon like any other two people that give together machzeh shekel, then they have to give a kolbon. In that case, the potru ma'aser behema. Ma'aser behema, the din is, ma'aser behema is the tenth animal you have to give to the kohen. That is only an individual, not in partnerships. Partnerships are potru from ma'aser behema. So these two brothers, considered to be two people that join together, and therefore they chayav in a kolbon, they in the same way will be potru ma'aser behema, because partners are poturim ma'aser behema. But if they are obligated ma'aser behema, what will be the case of two brothers chayav ma'aser behema? The case is when you have tfusas abayis. Tfusas abayis means the father died, and you have an estate. The estate holds all the properties, all the assets of the father, and it was not divided between the inheritors. It was not divided between the children. So in that case, they're not considered to be partners. They're considered to be an individual. It's considered to be still the estate. It's all joined together as one. So they are chayav and ma'aser behema. Okay, we had other individuals chayav and ma'aser behema. And if so, p'turim in a kolbon, then there's no obligation of kolbon. Because a kolbon is only when you have two people, not one, here they consider to be one. The kamu kolbon, how much is a kolbon? Mo kesef di ramer is the shear of a small coin called mo. The chom oimim chatzi mo, it's not a full mo, it's a half a mo, that is a kolbon, that is the opinion of Rabbanan. Says the Gemara al-Pishom, Ruvichule, so even though we say we don't take a collateral from a woman, from a slave, from children, but if they give the matzah shekel, we accept it. Mashma litvoya einam toivim. We're not going to demand for them to pay, but if they want to voluntarily give, you take it from them. Says the Modav Chesed Mudalev, hochat omar toivim, hochat omar ein toivim. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that you do demand them to pay, you just don't take collateral. You don't take from them a mashkoin, but mashma you do ask for them to pay. And here's mashma, you don't even ask to pay. Cyrus. And says the Gemara, it depends which child it is. If it's a child below bar mitzvah, they don't even ask him to pay. If he wants to volunteer and give, you take it from him. If he's above bar mitzvah, then you demand him to pay, you just don't take collateral. Now what about women and slaves? So here Reb Chaim brings two ways to understand it. Either women and slaves, you never demand from them money, even if they're adults. Or by women and slaves, you always demand money. And why the Mishnah, our Mishnah says, that you don't demand it is referring to the child only. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shkalim Dav Zayin.